This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Butler coming baseline. Still has it. Pump fakes, draws another foul, and scores the Jimmy Butler way.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Palmer's in Dallas off of Mockingbird. If you want to come see us, I know it might say that they're not open yet. They are open now, and you can come out and see us. We've got, yeah, Mike, the show keeps going whether or not you show up or not. We've got these Tolo flasks, holiday flasks, if you want to pick them up. RJ is here. He's already eaten. I know Sean and Bobby are out here, so we're already having a good time. If you want to join us here, we're going to talk some basketball. We were going to talk Stars, but then I got mad that they gave up the lead, so we're going to talk Stars in a little bit.
Oh, man.
Dude, no, they didn't.
They looked good early in
the
game. And then they just, you know, as Derek Harper said the other day, late in the game it was going to be a dogfight.
I would love that just feels inherently different in hockey, but I would love to hear him say that. But, no, we will get to the Stars, I promise. But something else got brought up. Mike, I know you were talking about it off air, and so, of course, I decided to, like, kind of look into it. And this is one of those things where, what do you think about Jimmy Butler? Would he fit with these Mavs? And if so, how or what are you willing to give up to make it happen? Because I get on the surface, ooh, Jimmy Butler. Yeah. He's been a really good player for a really long time. He's a name I like. He's about what we're looking for. I wish he was, like, an inch or two taller. But you know what? Like, he's about what you're looking for. And then you obviously have to deal with the reality of contract, age, what he's got left, everything like that. This was presented by Hoops Hype, who said the Mavs and the Rockets have emerged as potential interests, which makes sense on both fronts. Obviously, the Rockets have been, along with the Cavs, one of the biggest surprises of the NBA season. How do you feel about this, or has your feeling changed, like, in 24 or 48 hours about it?
I would say it's changed some.
Okay.
I honestly did not know Jimmy Butler's contract situation when I saw this rumor yesterday. And I said, well, let's not do it yesterday.
Yep.
Because I was like, let's give it 24 hours and so we can all kind of gather our thoughts on this situation.
And the contract is $48 million for the rest of this season. And then he has a player option, which at this point I would assume he would pick up at $52.4 million.
Especially at his age.
Yes.
That's another thing I knew. I was like, he was drafted a long time ago, but he's still a premium player, right? He was recently in the NBA Finals. But he's 35 years old. His numbers are regressing a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's, hey, he's 35 years old. They probably should. Like, but he doesn't shoot three-pointers.
Nope.
So then I'm like, gosh, is that a fit? He's like this bulldog of a player. Defensively, I would love him. His attitude and energy, I mean, Nico is a smart guy.
Yeah, he wants to
Nico has done a great job with these Dallas Mavericks. And
just
figuring
quick pause. If you're going to come to Palmer's and climb through the window, make sure you don't accidentally bump into one of the Pilates people.
Yeah, the Pilates people are
just, be careful about
that. They're tired from their workout. And
back to you, Mike.
So
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't mind Jimmy Butler. I was excited about this rumor yesterday.
Yep.
The more I've looked at his contract,
yep.
I look at the way he – I watched the Heat game last night. They destroyed the – I didn't watch any of the fourth quarter. It was worthless. Literally, the Heat were up by almost 50 points. They won by, I believe, 41. So, like, there was no reason to watch the fourth quarter.
Sure.
It was already, like, chump time by the time he got to the fourth quarter. So I like him. I like his game. The Heat know that they're not a contender anymore. I think that's they realize, fair. Like, we're a good team, but what's the point? He's 35. He has a player option. Can we get better for the future? Tyler Hero's a really good player. We have Bam Adebayo. But then I'm like, looking at Hoops Hype and trying to come up with $40-plus million of players.
Do you want me to tell you the group that I think it would be?
Well, because real quick.
Yeah.
Luka and Kyrie both make approximately 40.
Sure.
Nobody else even makes $20 million on this team.
Yep.
So that becomes, you're not trading Luka or Kyrie. Yep. And so now I have to trade 3 to 5 guys to possibly make this work.
So, Corey, here is what I think could be a reasonable list.
All right.
And it's going to hurt.
Just say your words.
PJ Washington.
All right, we're done.
Daniel Gafford, Maxi Kleber, Najee Marshall.
Look, the one of those guys I'm willing to part with.
You have to part with three of them
you
to
get
make
to decide
it financially
which one. Yeah, yeah, there's no way I'm trading PJ. He's my favorite player. We just talked to him yesterday. How can you do this to PJ Washington?
No,
Kevin, he comes on the show and you're like, let's trade him away.
No.
He's having to financially
I am not saying that.
To make the NBA rules work, I have to trade two of those guys,
right.
at least,
and I think probably.
Yeah,
I think probably.
Here's the thing, too. I don't know why the Mavericks would even consider trading Gafford or Lively, considering they have something nobody else has, and that or the luxury that we talked about with Devin Harris of having two bigs that are kind of the same guy and can do so many different things.
And it's not. I know you were talking about the stats, Mike, and you're right. You're right about that. The other thing is, you're betting on, if you make this trade, you're betting on a post-trade Jimmy Butler resurgence, all right? Because if you get the Jimmy Butler from right now, I realize he just came back and he was out a few games and everything, and he played last night and they beat the hell out of the Lakers. But the Jimmy Butler right now, that's a terrible deal. You're counting on I'm away from Heat culture, whatever that is anymore, and I'm reinvigorated, and now I'm ready to make a run at a championship. If you don't get that, that would be a terrible deal, because the Jimmy Butler right now, he ain't it.
I would say the Mavericks are going to re-sign Kyrie. He's already pretty much made it known, I'm not opting into the third year of this deal, which I understand. He's like, not only am I not opting in, and I understand this, I want more money. I proved myself on this 2-year contract. I'm sure worth more than $41 million, which is it's a big number, but I totally get it. Jimmy Butler averages $50 million a year.
Yep.
So you're probably going to have to up Kyrie to closer to $50 million a year on like a 2 or 3 year deal after this season is over. I think that the Mavericks are going to be willing and ready to do that. But if you do a trade for Jimmy Butler, you're saying if we don't win the championship this year or next year, we screwed ourselves over a little bit in the future. I feel like there's a bigger win.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Window right now for the Dallas Mavericks to win in the next 5 years is a little bit much because I don't think Kyrie has 5 years left of great basketball. I believe he has 2 to 3 years left of still being this type of guy, but probably not much after that. So you have a nice window right now with Derek Lively and PJ Washington. And I don't know how long Quentin Grimes will be a Dallas Maverick, but there's some guys that are still in their early to mid-20s, Daniel Gafford, who can help out for a long time.
PJ Washington, yeah.
You do this trade and you're saying, if we don't win this year or next year, we're going to have to redo the team all over again and see if we can come up with a team as good as the 23-24 Dallas Mavericks that almost won.
Kevin, every year we go through, in baseball, the core four.
Yes.
I don't know what a core is for basketball other than like maybe two or three players.
Right.
How would you like to look at the core of this team? It's Luka and Lively. And then what else is Kyrie?
I do put Kyrie in that core. I know he's older compared to the other two.
Out of the next group of people, though, Gafford and PJ are there for me. Yes. And I'm not exactly – Najee's making his way because of what he can do. There are a lot of guys. The depth is a luxury right now.
If you broke it up in chunks of three, like I don't know how people feel about Klay Thompson. That feels like a short-term thing all the way.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. I think Gafford and PJ Washington – are in that group. And the other thing that you said, man, I am so with you on this, is I do not want to lose Gafford or Lively because they work so well as a tandem.
Yeah.
You can have a big that you love on the floor every minute, every second of the game. I do not want to lose that.
No.
I will do it for Giannis.
Okay.
I will lose.
Oh, that's fair.
I will lose Derek Lively.
That's fair.
I like Derek Lively. I'm close to loving Derek Lively. I wish he would stay healthier.
That's fair.
And I think he will. He still has. I know this sounds weird because he's 7 feet tall. He has a child's body still. He's still a child. Evan Carter is still a child with his body structure. There are certain guys that come into the league that have a man's body. Nothing. Durant and Garnett both came in with a child's body. Their body changed. They didn't become these big physical guys the way Giannis has,
right.
But they changed into a man's body over time, and I'm expecting Derek Lively to be a thinner guy in his career, but he's going to change into a man's body over time. I
kind of don't want to miss
that. I will do it for Giannis because I know I'm getting a top five player, arguably I'll say top two player, because I think Jokic has separated himself from everybody in the league. But I think there's the Giannis, Luka, you know, Shea that are competing for the second best player in the NBA category. I will trade Lively and others for Giannis. I struggle to say I will do it for anybody else that could possibly become available in the next 2 years.
Kevin, one of the other things, I just saw this on the fan text, and I mean, this is something we've been talking about all along. Their biggest advantage right now is their size, their length.
Yeah.
Like it's so many different dudes. You got Najee, you got the two bigs. Everybody's big. Luka being a ball handler the way he is, but also being his size.
PJ Washington has really deceptive length, too, the way he can move off positions.
And that's why he can guard everything, man.
Yeah.
You don't want to necessarily say, hey, we need you to guard the five a lot, but he can if he wants to or if they need him to, but that is something I want to keep because that's a problem that you have to deal with in the playoffs.
So I want the Mavericks to make a trade. I think this is a great team that needs one more piece to possibly put them over the top.
You have a specific of what that piece looks like.
Yes,
too,
I just don't have the name.
Is it an upgraded Spencer Dinwiddie?
Like no, another it's an, form it's of an that? Upgrade it's a at like 6'9" to play a little bit of small ball, but he can... I'll tell you the perfect
Another
guy who's
PJ
not available.
Kind of guy?
Robert Horry.
Okay.
Robert Horry is obviously retired. We've had on Big Shot Bob.
Love Robert
that
Horry.
6'9", 6'10".
Future Hall of Famer.
Don't need the ball. Going to play great defense. Knock down open jumpers. The problem is those guys aren't really readily available. Sure. Teams love
what
those
are they
guys
gonna cost?
If they
yeah.
have them. So that's the guy. Here's the other deal. I really can't afford a $50 million player. Yeah. Not that financially the new ownership can't afford it. I can't trade four guys off of my team to make this financially work. Because like you're talking about Gafford. It would be really weird Klay Thompson chose you, and then you would move him for Jimmy Butler at 35. But
yeah.
All right, Gafford, Klay Thompson, Maxi Kleba, Jaden Hardy, and Omax Prosper. I'm being honest. I think that's the deal.
Okay.
But I've now moved so many pieces.
I don't like that deal, like, at
right,
all.
Right. You know, Gafford is a major player for me. I'm hoping that Klay Thompson is a major 20 to 30 minute guy in the playoffs. When playoffs matter, how many guys like, I can't remember, Boris Diaw or somebody like yeah. that. You're like, he's not very good. And then the playoffs come, you're like, that SOB is playing like really good basketball right now because they know what playoff basketball is about.
And I think the really cool thing, well, obviously the really cool thing is a bunch of food has just arrived in front of us.
Good.
We might have to cancel baseball nuggets. I don't know how that's going to go in the next segment. But the really cool news is, and the Mavericks get after it again tonight, you've designed, like, hey, I'm looking for this one specific thing. I would love it if it becomes available. Oh, hey, Jimmy Butler's probably going to be available. By the way, there's Lou Williams, Chandler Parsons. We're all like, it's time to move off of Jimmy Butler. But you're in no need. You're like, yeah, I mean, if you were, like, just giving him away and we can add, I'm sure, why not? Otherwise, no, why would I do that? Like, I'm sitting in a position where I'm comfortable with my team. I would love to upgrade, but I'm looking for a very specific upgrade. I'm not in the name game anymore. And I know it's been a while, but for the longest time, the Mavericks were in the name game. They're like, who do you got? I'll take him.
I think I'm with you. I think this rumor is majorly floated out by the Miami Heat and Pat Riley.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
When I went with the Houston Rockets team, now wait a second, Dylan Brooks is a valuable piece to their team. And why am I drawing a blank? Van Fleet, right?
Yeah.
They have to trade both of them to get Jimmy Butler because financially nobody makes any money on that team. They're all on rookie deals. All of their good players are on rookie deals except two guys. So if I got to get to like about a $40 million number, I have to include at least one of those veteran guys who's really helping out my younger core, if not two. And Jimmy Butler's on a one-year deal that might be two at most, and he's getting close to 40 years old. So I'm like, the Miami Heat are throwing this out to see if teams, maybe other than the Mavs or Rockets, my opinion, would panic and go, we got to get in on this now if the Rockets and the Mavs are possibly calling up the Heat. Let's call them up and see what it would take.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.